Third chair in Gitten continued. Yud El Hikok Shimon Hess, September 12, 1978, on Tuesday continued.
So there was no real issue of the Torah. In those who came in from the mainland, these Kenyans were not here to die. So it was not easy to maintain Torah. So because of that, the Chachamim were mistaken that it should be mafkis to them. That is, in other words, so there is a machlokes of the thing. In other words, so you see, there is a put down of the thing. So there is a machlokes of the thing. Machlokes of the thing, whether the Tuma Zeretam depends on our good law in the sense of Tushé, that is oil, that is city of the Rosh, and the body of the Rosh, the Rosh in Chale, and this is the Rosh, and the Rosh of the Rosh of Hohen is Chale, and the Rosh in Chale, and the city of Faith, and the Rosh of Hohen is the Tuma Zeretam depends on how Shem Chut Loret in the sense of Shema. But any place that is Chut Loret from the point of view of Tuma Zeretam, but here is Shema of Israel, so it's not the Talmud Tuma. So we have to say, by combining the Yerushalmi with this reading, since the Yerushalmi says that the first step of Bakal is not the Talmud Tuma, and the second of Abaco is the Talmud. And the corner is the first of Abaco that is out of Israel, that is not the Talmud, does not advise us Israel either. Does not advise us Israel either. So we don't have the Shema of Israel. And Yerushalmi says that this have Abaco that is the Talmud of Israel is not the Talmud of Azami. So it's a raya that the Rebbe agrees with the sheet of faces of all, not with the sheet of the Rabbi of the Nore and the Rosh in half. All right. But then the question arises, now, how will the Rebbe explain to the Nore? Now, the Rebbe himself said, and this is the Rebbe, Veid Heir Hedai Vikam, Vimei Herabu Yisoy Yosu Heiros, that's the washing of the reed. He is asking against Ramadan. Alright, so tasteless, Adam. But this tasteless agrees with the washing because then he says the reed. So, Adarabe, so Yadi, keep what is now such a good for it. Because so much of his yoga to make it, but the answer is. Now the question is this. Now we said that even according to Mandoma, to be sure it's Shmei Kibush, but since we should be shame with Shosh, I would just love it, so Suya is not better than the Shon. So Kedusha Zeret Yisrael, it doesn't have. Dushas out Israel, he doesn't have. So according to the sheet of the Rosh in Chale, according to the sheet of Ramivadi, but in Oren Chale, so the Tumasami, the Tumas Gush, depends upon Chutzloretz in the sense, Chutzloretz in the sense of Dushas out Israel. So if the Rishit had been in accordance with the sheet of the Rosh in Chale and the sheet of Rabbi Vadim but in Orin Chale, then we could understand as to why this is so the Aphrotomi is a simen. So we could say, Aphrotomi is a simen. According to the Rabbi Vadim Orin the Rosh, that Tuma Seretz Amin depends upon the lack of Dushas Amin. The lack of Dushas Amin is fine. So Mele, Kim the Afrotome, so that is the Abai, as we explained it according to Ramatan. In other words, this Aloche of Mecher Abde, Mechutz Loretz, Yos Lacherus, does it depend upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Amin is fine, or it depends upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shema Amin is fine? So, Kim the Shvei Kibush, so Mele in the sense of Shema Amin is fine, it's not Chutz Loretz, so it's what Yos Lacherus, or it's what Kim the Afrotome. So according to Rav Nachnorim, could say that's a simen. Since Afko is Tomei, so it's a raya that Loikov should that he does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But This we can say according to Rabbi Tam. But in the Ri we have to say that the Ri does not agree with Rabbi Levadin Bar Noras Shite. That anything that is does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Nitamei to Masam. We have to say that the Ri agrees with Teisve Shite and Chum Dat Kum Dalet. That even a city that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, as long as it has Shem Eretz Yisrael, so is not Nitamei to Masam. He's not Nitamei to Masam. So what's that by the Gemara? What's that by the Gemara? Vohoche mipoyle, yahave kibich rabu le'arz Yisrael, kib mishrei kibush, o yumo kib da'af hotomei, is kichutz lorez domei. Kib da'af hotomei is kichutz lorez domei. So, why should we say, kib da'af hotomei is kichutz, so that means, that could accord in the sheet of Rabbi Mbad, but in order, that Afrotomei is reflective of no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Ri, Afrotomei has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Even if a certain place does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, therefore is still not Tomei. Is still not Tomei. And then, but this is the Gemara in the Koresh is further that Zubye, the Avir is not Tomei. For the Kedush is Tomei. But the question is, so what's the Abaye in the Gemara? You have a Kibich and Abu Le'ar Yisrael, Kibu Nishmei Kibush, or you know, Kibu Da'av Kotomi to Kutzlov. Why couldn't Tesis explain this Gemara very simply on the basis of the Shaila as to whether Hamech and Abu Le'chutzlov, it's Yosel Chirush, whether that Knas is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then, you wouldn't have to mention Kindav Chotomei to Chutzlokas. The answer is this. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid is Loish Kibush. Now, if we say Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, so the Melee in the Bais Rishni, you tell the Shayat Yisroel Tzroye and the Dushas Yisroel. But in the Bais Sheni, only, and Bais Sheni, it only had the Shemel Yisroel. If we say Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, so Midrash said, Surya did not have even the Bais Rishon, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or even Shem Eretz Yisrael. But that's with the Reis, but with the Rabbanon. Now we pass in the Kibush Yochim, is Loish Le Kibush. So Midrash said, Surya is completely Chutz Loretz, like any other city in Chutz Loretz. But with the Rabbanon, Surya does not only have 18 Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbonon, even has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbonon, Surya, even with the Dam, who passed him like Rabbi Yossi, that Kibush Yochid is Loish Le Kibush, but with Rabbonon, it's Chayim Tumus HaMaisachas. Only thing is that certain Chiluki, in other words, Ma is not needed in Surya, but Tumus HaMaisachas, Surya is Chayim. Even a limit in the Dam, that we passed him like the Manoma, Kibush Yochid, Loish Le Kibush, but with Rabbonon, so with Rai, think there's no Shem Eretz Yisrael, but with Rabbonon, it has even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbonon. Even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochi is Loish Le Kibush. So the Chachomim are Misake, that Suya should even have with Rabbonon Kedushas Eretz. So if it is so, that even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochi is Loish Le Kibush, that with Raisin doesn't even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Still with Rabbanon, it says Kibushas Eretz Yisrael, Allah has come on the Chamon that according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, that Midraise it says Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's true, Midraise it doesn't say Kibushas Eretz Yisrael, but Kibushas Eretz Yisrael it should have, because it should not be Goruah, then according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Goy Shmei Kibush. So the Rachamim are Misaki Kibushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbanon. So, certainly according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and it has Midraise, Chal Shem Eretz Yisrael. Or, true, Midraise does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but with Rabbonon it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael also. Now, but, there is, so the Mele, the Gemore could not ask the Abaye. Tesis couldn't explain the Abaye of Rabchiyah Barabe. Hamich Rabbi Suye Yotzor Echeu Zolo Yotzor Echeu. And the Bayi is according to Mandoma of Kibush Yochid is Roi, is Ishmei Kibush. So Tesis couldn't have explained the Bayi on the basis of the two alternatives
as to whether the halacha of Amichir Abdel Chutz Loretz is based upon the lack of Yushas Eretz Yisrael, or it's based upon the lack of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Because assuming that it's based upon the lack of Yushas Eretz Yisrael, but Tibush Yochi, but so he has Yushas Yisrael, Yushas Eretz Yisrael with the Rabbonim Lechol Apoches, even according to Mandoma, Tibush Yochi, Goy Shmei Kibush, Allah has come over Hamo, according to Mandoma, Tibush Yochi, Shmei Kibush, but there is true in the Rabbonon, there is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But since the Dushas Eretz Yisrael of Zoye is only the Rabbonon, so the Mele, the Achiluki Dinim. So there is the Achiluki Dinim in the Mitzvah Zakruyas Boretz itself. There is Achiluki Dinim. The Mitzvah Zakruyas Boretz cannot be fulfilled in Zoye the way they can be fulfilled in the Eretz Yisrael, because of Afro Tomek of Utsvoretz. Now, since Afro is Tomek of Utsvoretz, so that means that Trumeis cannot be eaten in Zoye. That all the Trumeis that is Nifrash in Zoye has to be burned. It cannot be eaten. Let's say, Maisa Sheni, what's the law of Maisa Sheni? So Maisa Sheni, you are Mafris Maisa Sheni, 1/10 of the crop in the first and second year, and in the fourth and the fifth year, after your mafis my submission, and then you wait until you go to Yerushalayim, and then you eat it with Dushim. But suppose the Maisa Sheni was needed more, can you eat it with Dushim in Yerushalayim? No. So, in other words, so in Suya there is a certain diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaKoyes Boretz. First of all, Trumo cannot be Nechal in Suya, because it's Trumot Meyo. Every Trumo in Suya is Trumot Meyo. It cannot be Nechal by Gehan. It has to be burned. That in itself constitutes a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvahs HaKoyes Boretz. And then, vis-a-vis Maisa Sheni, so the mitzvah of Maisa Sheni of the Mitzvahs HaKoyes Boretz is that you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it with Dushe. But if my parents Maisa Sheni or Nitmo, you can't eat it with Dushe. So the Mele, by selling and then denying from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, and Surya is definitely the time to Masam. That's a Gemara Mefreshet. So you are diminishing the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvahs HaKoyes Boretz. You will not be able to eat Peiris Maisa Sheni B'Kedushe in Surya. So you are affecting a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaKoyes Boretz by selling an Eved K'naini to a Mester in Surya. So this is what Jesus means. Teisves says, Inoch Name, according to Rebbe agrees with the Shite of Teisves in Chundach Kudalet, that the Mekeim is Shekov Shul in Mitzrayim, the Lekov Shul in Bomel, so do not have to Maser Atzav. Even though they do not have Gushe Eretz Yisrael, but they have Shem Eretz Yisrael, and not only they have Shem Eretz Yisrael. There is a difference between the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in the Mekeim is Shekov Shul in Mitzrayim, the Lekov Shul in Bomel, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in Suri, even according to Mandoma Kibush Yochish Bekibush. Because the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in the Mekenis, Shekov Shol Mitzrayim, Shekov Shol Yibovel, so that Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu. And it is grounded in the Matone Makodesh Boruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. It's the origin of Avraham Avinu. Masha'inki, the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres, even today, in Suri, it doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu, because that was not given as now by Matone Makodesh Boruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael remains, but that is grounded in the Kibush of David, and it's not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the Chachomim did not want. So of course there is now Rishayim talk about Chivas Eretz Yisrael. So the Ritva discusses the question, and we mentioned it, that it seems Rabbi Tam holds that Chivas Eretz Yisrael is grounded in Dushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Ritva says, no, Chivas Eretz Yisrael can be grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But even those who say that the possible of Skirotzu Avodecho Zavonel, Vesafon Yechidnu, applies to a place that Kopshel is higher than Kopshel in Bobel, because even though it does not induce us out of soil, Chibas out of soil it is, but they wouldn't say, the Ritva wouldn't say that the possible Kopshelotzo Abodecho, Vesafonel, Vesafon Yechidnu, would apply to so. Even according to Mandoma Kibish Yochish Mekibish. Why? Because there is a difference. There is a difference between the Mekibish and Kopshel Mitzrayim, the Kopshel in Bobel, and so on. True, neither one has Kushas out Israel, but in both had Shem out Israel. According to Mandoma Kibish Yochish Mekibish, so he also has the Shem out Israel that I say. But one has the Shem out Israel that is grounded into the Sinai Makibish Bobel. The other one has a Shemaat Israel that is grounded in the Kibush of David. Alright, so the Kibush of David is also of significance and it confers the Shemaat Israel. But any day, the Shemaat Israel that is grounded in Ma'atonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shemaat Israel that is grounded in the Kibush of David. So, Mimele, the Chachomim did not want the Chachomim, the Shita of Teisves, the Shita of Teisves. Actually, why were the Chachomim misaki that the Gush of Chutz La'aretz is mitame? Why were the Chachomim misaki that the Gush of Chutz La'aretz? Because of the Meisim. And in Eretz Yisrael, there weren't so many Meisim. But in Chutz La'aretz, where all the Goyim lived, so in Mele, there was a chash of a mess in every place. So because of that, the Chachomim were, that's what the Gemara says in Nozim. So because of that, the Chachomim were gazer tume on the gush of the Arzal. So, and that's really the reason as to why according to Rabbi Vadim Rav Nore and the Rosh Chale, so every city in Eretz Yisrael that was Kofshul Mitzrayim, Peloi Kofshul Bovel, is also mitami to Maser Gush. Why should it be mitami at all? It's Eretz Yisrael. And it has such chive. It's Eretz-Yisrael. So why should it be mitame? Because the same reason that the Chachomim were gezer tume on the Torah, because they couldn't be controlled against Meisim. So Memele, so the place in the Kof Shuel in Bavel, so there was an issue. I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah, they settled upon it. So they were under control. But in the case, Shaloi Kof Shuel in Bavel, so Memele, so who remained there? Goyim. So Memele, the same time of the same rationale for the Xere of Tumas Ha'ami and Chutz La'aretz Mamesh applies to the Kemis in Eretz Yisrael that will come surely. But Teis Veshite in Chum is not like that. Even though from the point of view of the rationale of the Takor of the Xere, it should be mitam. But because, so this is it is, because of Chibas Oretz, the Chachomim excluded Tumeh from the Mekemei Shekopshu El Mitzrayim V'loi Kopshu El Mitzrayim. Even though, from the point of view of the Tam, the rationale of the Tumas Gush, it should apply. That's the reason why the Rosh Yechale and Rabbi Vadim Batanore say it does apply. It's not that there is a Chas V'Sholem, any diminution in the Chibas Oretz. But why were the Chachamim gained there? Tume. Because they were not controlled by Jews, so Mele, it's very likely every place is undetermined. And it's very likely that there is, in every place, there is a mess, Kobo. So, for the same reason, they should apply Tume, they should gain to Tume, and the Mekemish, the Kapshul, the Tzrayim, the Kapshul, the Bobel. Because they are also in the possession of the Goyim. Since the Bobel were not Kemish. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Vadim Batnor and the Rosh say that Tumei Sa'amim does apply. And Teitzve says it doesn't apply because even though the time of the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Sa'amim applies, but the Chachomim excluded Eretz Yisrael from Tumas Eretz Sa'amim, even though the time applies. Why? Because of Chivas Oretz. So they only excluded that which has a Shemaat Yisrael on account of the Nisine Makadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Chibas Oretz. So they excluded it from Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But Zuri does not have a Shemaat Yisrael that is grounded in the Nisine Makadosh Baruch Hu. He said, the Shem Eretz Yisrael because of the kibbutz of David. And the Sanhedrin weren't even happy with what David did. True, according to Mandom HaKibush Yochitz Shmei Kibush, so Shem Eretz Yisrael was chal, but the Chibas Oretz, it does not have the same Chibas Oretz that the became in Shekopshu El Mitzrayim, the Shekopshu El Bodoch. So in Mele, they did not exclude Surya from the Takone of Tumas Haratzah. So in Mele, this is what he said, Achkoshu El. No, so he says, "Do Hochem Yboilei, I have a Mechirav de Leart Yisrael, Kim Nishmei Kibush, Oy Dilmo Kim de Afrotome Kechutz Loretz, Oy Dilmo Ki Afrotome Kechutz Loretz." So the Shaila is now according to the The Shaila is whether. So he says, "I have a Mechirav de Leart Yisrael, Kim Nishmei Kibush, Oy Dilmo Kim de Afrotomei, So is Kechutz Loretz." So the Shaila is because in view of the fact that Tzuri, even if we say Kim Shoch and Shmei Kibush, so it is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but Afro is Tomei, so the Mele seems Afro is Tomei, so there is a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaTluyos Boretz. There is a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaTluyos Boretz. So the Mele, the Knas of HaMechav Lechutz Loretz should apply. So then the Gemara says, Nisuo. That means that if someone is meicher an event to akko, and according to the Ri, it means in the first level of akko, but according to the Ri, so even the first level of akko, so he does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. And Mimele, so still is Yotzel Echeus. Why is Yotzel Echeus? Because of the time he was Matkiahim of Mitzvahs Hatluyes Boretz. So Koshkin, Suye, the Milch Ketuvet, and Suye, even though Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, and there is with Rabbonon, there is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But still, on account of the fact that Afro is Tomei, so there is a diminution in the Kedushas Eretz in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True, with Rabbonon, it's said Mechayev. In Mitzvah Kodesh Boretz, but on account of the fact that there is Afro Yistomei, so the Truma could not be Nechal, and the Maaser Sheni could not be Nechal B'Kedusha, the Maaser Sheni of Surya, so there is a certain Afkoye of Mitzvah Kodesh Boretz, in spite of the fact that with Rabbonon there is the Mitzvah Kodesh Boretz. So is that Boretz. So certainly the Tikna should apply. So if we see from the Meir that even the first step of Akku, so there is the Knas applies. Why was the Knas applied in the first step of Akku? Now, so apparently we have to say, because in the first step of Akku too, in the first step of Akku, now there is the Shite of the Rashi Seleni and Shlis. Now, in Chale we have a special Din of Chale, the Mekemishik of Shul in Mitzrayim, the Lui Kopshu and the Bobel, so you have to be Mafkish to Chalas. Chutz Loretz, you also have to be Mafkish Chalas, and also to Chalas, but it's a different thing. The Chale of Chutz Loretz, so the Chale that is Necheles is the Ike Chale, and the Chale that is that is Nisrefes Tofu, and the Chalor, the Mikemish of Shul in Mitzrayim, the Luik of Shul in Bovel, so the Nisrefes is the Iker, and the Necheles is the Tofu. So that means that the Mikemish that do not have Dushas out Israel, and the heavy Shem out Israel, and the Mishem out Israel, have this special Chiyuv of Chalor. How about Tumas Umaisis? Now the Chachomim or Mizake, that Tumas Umaisis should be made in Chutz Loretz that are previously out of Israel, like Mitzrayim and Gmeo, but not Rechemis. But, so certainly, the Mekemis in out of Israel itself, that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kopshu El Bovel, Veloi Kopshu El Bovel, so then, so they are the Cholapoches Chayim. They have the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres that is nearly Gechutz Loretz and Gemis Akrim. Why should a walking out soil that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, the Loi Kopshu El Bovel, be Goruah, Ten Mitzrayim, Ten Amun Meyor, Ten Bovel? So that is true. But the question is there a special Rabbanon? In the Mekemeis, a special Chiyuv the Rabbanon of Trumas Umaisres, in the Mekemeis Shekopshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kopshu El Bovel, over and above the Chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres, over and above the Chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres that is Neig in Mitzrayim. Because there is an after minute. Let's say, in regard to the Chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres, or let's say, Chalas Chutz Loretz, so the Gemara says, Chalas Chutz Loretz, Eichel Beilich Vahakim Avish. So the halacha is that in Chutz Loretz, even though you have to take up challah from the Yisei in Chutz Loretz, but you can keep on eating from the Yisei with the intention of taking up challah later on. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if the chiyuv challah is only in the Rabbanon, so you're not allowed to be Eichel Melech Lagim Avnish. That means that the chiyuv of challah and the chiyuv of Tumis Maisres in Chutz Loretz, in the Kemis HaKrivim, does not involve any Yisatel. Masha'inke, the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in Eretz Yisrael and the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in Chal in Eretz Yisrael, even when it's in the Rabbanon, it involves in Sefer also. So the question is this: if the Mekemeis Shekopshu El Mitzrayim, but the Kopshu El Bovel, does it have a chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in the Rabbanon on the score of Eretz Yisrael, or it only has a chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres with Rabbon on the score of Chutz Loretz? Then after me, it would be, if it only has the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres on the score of Chutz Loretz like Mitzrayim, so then there wouldn't be any Satero. So you would apply the aloche of Chalas Chutz Loretz, Eichel Veilich, Vakim Afkish, only a mitzvah of Afkosh. But if it has an additional chiyuv, not only on the score of Chutz Loretz, because we go out the Chutz Loretz, but on the score of Eretz Yisrael, so then it involves the devil. As far as Chal is concerned, so it's a mission of Pogeshes, that there is a distinction in the status of the Mekemeis, that Kopshu El Mitzrayim will Kopshu El Bovel, and the Mekemeis of Chutz Loretz Mamish. So in other words, as far as Chal is concerned, so the Mekemeis of Kopshu El Mitzrayim will Kopshu El Bovel, the reason is a devil. Only in Chutz Loretz there is no is a devil. But in the game of Shul Mitzrayim, of Shul Bovel, there is an Isatevo. How about Trumas Umaisres? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo in Chul, and the Rashi. The Rashbo says that only Ligabi Chale there is a special chiyuv of Achoshes Chale in the game of Shul Mitzrayim, where it comes Shul Bovel. And these Mekemis are not analogous to Chutz Loretz. Masha'inke Ligabi Trumas Umaisres, so there is no special chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael in connection with the Mekemeis Shekopshu El Mitzrayim and Shul Bovel. That's the Rashi in Chul. The Rashi in Perek Vav Shviis, he says, just as we see that the Chachamim gave a special status regarding Chaleh to the Mekemeis Shekopshu El Mitzrayim and Shul Bovel, over and above Chutz Loretz, even though Chutz Loretz is also Chayim Chaleh. But there is a distinction between the Chaleh that is named the Chutz Loretz Mamesh and the Chaleh that is named in the Mekemeis of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bovel. So we got it from the Maizres, there is also a distinction between the Mekemeis Chutz Loretz Asmuch and the Eretz Yisrael. So there is a Chiyuv of Tumis Maizres איזה מי יצרה? אין דו יש לו יסתר. מה שאין כן בניקים שכבשו על המצרים וכבשו על הבובל, לתם משמר על ישראל, so they are the amichuyim in Tumis and Maizreis on the score of Eretz Yisrael. On the score of Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, that means, according to the Rashi of Eretz Yisrael, so we understand the Gemara very well, according to the Rashi. In other words, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has an Abai. So whether Meich Rabu Yisroye is Yotzul Echeus, or Meich Rabu Yisroye is not Yotzul Echeus. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, now, the Rishit is like this with Sechu, that the Kevish of Shul in Mitzrayim, the Kevish of Bobel, the Kevish of Bobel, so they do not have a Kevish of Eretz Yisrael, they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Amim is not me. But so, yeah, Tumas Amim is me. Why are the Kevish of Shul in Mitzrayim, the Kevish of Bobel? Better than so, yeah, because the Kevish of Shul in Mitzrayim, the Kevish of Bobel, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we made it as Chibas Ha'oretz. So we made the Chachomim excluded it from the Takone, from the Gzeire of Tumas Am. Mashi came, so yeah, even if we say Kibush Yoch, it's Shmei Kibush. But it has with the Rabbonon, Kedusha Se'arz Yisrael. It has with the Rabbonon, Kedusha Se'arz Yisrael. Ligavi Tumas Am Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not grounded in Matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only in the Kibush of David. So the Mele that was not to Suri was not excluded from the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Am. So the Mele, since Suri is Bitamei, has the Tumas Eretz Am. So that means that Suri, even though there is Tumas Maizres, which is a Tumas Boretz Nei, but there is a diminution when someone sells an Evet to Suri, so he affects a diminution in the extent and the scope of the mitzvah of Isabaret. Because in Surya, Trume could not be Nechal. In Surya, Maisa Sheni, Peris Maisa Sheni could not be Nechal with Dushe, because they are all Tomei. They are all Tomei because of the Tumas Eretz Am. Because they are all Tomei because of the Tumas Eretz Am. Now, the first step of Akko, according to the Rishi, does not have Dushe Seretz Yisrael. Does not have Dushe Seretz Yisrael. But according to Rashi Leini, it is still higher than the Rabbonot in Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz. Not on the score of Chutz Loretz, but on the score of Eretz Yisrael. But there is still a certain diminution in the scope of the Kiyuma Mitzvahs of Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz. The Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz in the part of Eretz Yisrael that comes to Eretz Yisrael, and in the part of Eretz Yisrael that won't come to Eretz Yisrael. What is the diminution? Because in the part of Eretz Yisrael that comes to Eretz Yisrael, so the Kiyuma Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz can be realized in the rising. In the first step of Akko, according to the Ri, that is Loi Kavshu El Bovel, even though in the Rabbonon, it is higher than Mitzvah of Tuyas Boretz, and the score of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kima Mitzvah of Tuyas Boretz can only be realized in the Rabbonon, not in the Raise. So that means that there was a certain diminution in the scope and the extent of the Mitzvah of Tuyas Boretz. Because as long as the Eved lived with his own in the Mekemeshek of Shuli Bovel, then the Eved could participate in the Kiyuma Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz in the Raise. Now that the Odin sold the Eved to the first step of Akko, true, according to Rashi Leini, there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah, there is a Chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So, there is a Chiyuv, just as in Surya, there is a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz in the Avon. But there is a certain diminution. What is the diminution? The diminution is the difference between a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz with Raise and the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz with Rabon. So the Gemara is patient. So the Gemara says, and still we see that the Meir in Akok Yeretz Yisrael Ligit Nei Lavod Eloi, even though it is Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Mimele Min Rabonon, there is a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Sakuyas Boretz with Mitzvah Maisres, on the score of Eretz Yisrael. And in spite of all that there is, that the Eved is not deprived completely of the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Boretz. He's still Yotzal Achevus. Why is Yotzal Achevus? Because by selling him to an Odin in Akko, the first of Akko, he thereby affected a diminution in the scope of the Mitzvah of Boretz and the extent of the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Boretz. So even though even though the first Rebbe Bako, which is El Mitzrayim Wakevishet, was Nitro Avraham Avinu, is not Mitame Tumas Ami. So that means there isn't that diminution that exists in Zoye, because in Zoye, Truma could not even be Nacheles. In Zoye, you couldn't even fulfill Achilas Peres Maizosheni Bidushin, because everything is Tame. In the first Rebbe Bako, so Midrabonon, you could eat the Truma, you could eat. And the Peres Maizosheni in Akko, you could eat Bidushin, you could take it to Yerushalayim, and you'll be Mikhaim and Mitzvah Midrabonon of eating Peres Maizosheni Bidushin. So where is there more of a diminution in the scope and the extent of the Kiyuma mitzvahs of mitzvahs Akuyis Moretz, in the first Rebbe Bako or in Suryeh? If there is more of a diminution, more of a Akkoye, in the extent and the scope of the Kiyuma mitzvahs of mitzvahs Akuyis Moretz, in Suryeh much more than in Akko, because there is a certain diminution even in Akko. Why? Because in Akko you have, it's only possible to realize a mitzvah in the Rabbon of mitzvahs Akuyis Moretz, but not the mitzvah deraisa. But in Suryeh, so even with the Rabbonon, you couldn't fulfill all the mitzvah to his baret. Let's say, Achilas Peres Maisa Sheini could not be fulfilled with the Peres of Suryeh. And Truma of Suryeh could not be Nechal. So there is more of a Afkoye, of a diminution caused by selling and never to Suryeh than the extent of the diminution in the mitzvahs akruis boretz caused by selling to an ordinary nako, the first level nako. So since Rav Meir says that even if somebody sells an eved to the master, the first level nako, even though it has a shemer and it's chayav mid rabbonon, according to Rashi Lo, it's chayav mid rabbonon in mitzvahs akruis boretz, and the gush is not mitame. So even Truma could be Nechal, and Peres Maisa Sheini could be Nechal B'Dushe. Still, on account of the diminution constituted by the difference between the Kiyum HaMitzvah with the Raise and the Kiyum HaMitzvah with the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim counseled him, if he sells an Eved to an Odin in Surya, where the offer is Mitame, and this Tume of the Gush of Surya entails not just Tume of the Gush, it entails an additional diminution in the extent and the scope of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Boretz. Because of that, Tume could not be Nechal, and Peres Maisa Sheini could not be Nechal. Whereas in Akko they could be Nechal, and in Surya they cannot. So if in Akko, where there is less of the Akkoye of Mitzvah Boretz, so there is a knas, so certainly in Surya, where there is more of Afkoe of Mrs. Akuiz Boretz, there is certainly a knas. There is certainly. All right, I thought of giving another shiur, but it's better this way. So we'll have a longer shiur tomorrow in Mitvois. And for Mitvois tomorrow, so I would like.
Fourth Shir in Gittin, Yud Beis El Haytov Shilam Ches, September 14th, 1978, on Thursday.
Tanako. Mimele, the Tanako. Because it's Krivom, it's a period, it's a Mako, so this is Kasha was, but according to Ramita, that we chakra is do we have to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam? The second level of Akko, well, the first level of Akko is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh. So Akko Adife, because that's closer to the first level of Akko than Kvas Yisrael is to Tziperia. Because Kvas Yisrael is a separate town. It's not part and parcel of the same town as Tziperia. Mashenkin, the second level of Akko is part and parcel of the same town is the first level of Akko. So why does the Gemara say that Kvas Yisrael is Adife Miakko Adarabe, Akko Adife? But if we said that according to Rabbi Tam, so Kvas Yisrael is called Muvle because it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's Muvle B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael. but it's move le bitchum Eretz Yisrael, bitchum kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ma she'inkin ako. So it has the shem Eretz Yisrael. So kvas Yisoye has the adifes, the good quality of ako, because the second level of ako has the shem Eretz Yisrael. So Amitav himself says it's in Yosho. But Kvasi Soye also has the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Kvasi Soye was Kopshu El Mitzrayim. Eli Bomel were not Kevishim. So that's why it's called only Muvle B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael. It's Muvle B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael B'Kdushosho. B'Tchum Kdushas Eretz Yisrael. Tchum of the Kevishim Kopshu El Mitzrayim. So Memele Kvasi Soye is Ali. Kvasi Soye is Ali. Alright. Now, and then we also answer the second kashi that this is raised against Amitam. Hamicher Abdei Risuri. So Gemara is preaching that Meir says Ako Ki Atzoy Likitu Likit Nei Lavulei Kolch Kisuri Nimir Ketume. So he says, in view of the fact, Teisa says the kashi, in view of the fact that Gemara raises Abaye according to the Mandoma Ki Bishiochit Shmei Kibush. So then Suri is more than. Tenako, because according to Rabbi Talam, we are referring to the second level of Ako. The second level of Ako is Chutz Loretz, but the answer is Rabbi Talam, Zivra Yosho himself says the second level of Ako is called Chutz Loretz because it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael it is, and Tzuye, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush. So the Mele doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael with Reise, but only with Rabbanon. It's Chayiv Gidru with the Maisres. So the Mekevi Shekavshu Ele Mitzrayim and Kavshu Ele Bomel, the Rashi Zilo says, is also Chayiv Gidru with the Maisres with the Eretz Yisrael with Rabbanon. So the Mele, the second level of Akko, the second level of Akko is better than Sun. Because the second level of Akko has Hashem Eretz Yisrael in the Raise because of the Maton Shemit Makodesh Boko. Masha'in came, Surya has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, not because of the Maton Shemit Makodesh Boko, but because of Kibush Dom. Alright. Now let's see the Rambam. Finish the Rambam. I'm not going to spend much time, just. Now the Ramban, the first Ramban. There is Hashmotes Ramban also. So, but here the Ramban begins with the Yeshemrim, Ako Chetzio Be'aretz Yisroel, the Chetzio Be'aretz Amin. V'hayne damrinon, b'perik mishorzi, the Ako Lavim des Hayamkai, v'yitman amohosom, k'avi yiftere rabonu ma'adode b'aka avim yiftere. משום שאוסו לא צריך לארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ. וכי מפורש ירושלים, בגרסינן אוסו, המיך הרב לעכו יוצא לחיוס, רבי שמואל, ורבי יסי בוי, ואפילו מעכו לעכו, ועשי כדמר ברבח עם יצחי יובדה, דרבה, ענה ירפונן, עכו יש בארץ ישראל ויש בחוץ לארץ. וכי כוסף רשי זל במסך הסרדה, וכי משכי כושר לי, I mean that is, אבנתם שיט. So what אבנתם, what the Ramban mentions is really אבנתם שיט. וכי משכן כושר לי, הוד אמרנו בגמור, אבל עכו זה מלכי כתוב אלוהי, וכי מלכי גבו, חצי בארץ ישראל, that's the same kasha, the first kasha of things was against him. what does it mean? Only Akko, that means the second level time. But Kvarsisoye, that is more correct, so only, but Kvarsisoye, that is more correct than the second level of Akko. So Kvarsisoye, that is more correct than the second level of Akko. So he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, Nechtam. According to Ramletam, why is Akko more correct than Kvarsisoye? On the contrary, Kvarsisoye just moved a bit from Eretz Yisrael. But it's no part of Kvarsisoye is Eretz Yisrael itself. And Mubashinkin Akko, so part of Akko is Eretz Yisrael itself. There's the first kasha phase. So then the Ramban gives a teretz. Now let's see whether the Ramban's teretz could be, whether the Ramban's teretz harmonizes with what we said in Ramatam as a teretz and teretz kasha against Ramatam. Because the Russian is very obscure. Ramban, they have shared. Yeremia Soba, Kol Akko Ke'aretz Yisroel Yidid, Yichid Yichet Yobe Aretz, Shchichet Vey, Mehano Vismuches, Ve'afal Gav Dimilch, Ke'emilik Yare'aretz Yisroel, She'yirushalayim She'bodidinim Kvuyim Shom, U'kvar Sisoye Krevo Mitzipere, She'yei Shom Bez Nagot, Vitanya Vitisefte, Yeremia Rimeer, Akko Utchomero Ke'aretz Yisroel Yidid. So he mentions as a teretz, Arab Netam, the longness of the Ri. The Ri is massive. He is Deicher of the Kamshi. Because of these kashas. And then the Ri says that Bufon Enechtam depends upon proximity to the Ika Yishuvah Yisrael. So Mimele Kvasisoye is more close. Is closer to the Ika Yishuvah Yisrael. Tanakh. Why doesn't the Ri himself understand that Rabbi Tam could also agree with Islamdes? No, so the Ri took it for granted that you cannot apply Islamdes according to Rabbi Tam. Because the Ri himself says that when the Tanakhama says, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meir say, that Akko had the Ezidin of Chutz Loretz, they refer even to the first Ephraim. Mashiach, so the Mele, you can say that The important criterion is proximity to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Mikil Bez Nagod, and so on. That's the important criterion. Not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only a simen, according to the Ri. In other words, the Gemara says that Govel also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bovel certainly does not have Vishas Eretz Yisrael. Bovel does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Bovel is Chutz Loretz Mamesh. The answer is, because as far as Eidim Mitzvah Likaim and Pnim Lishmo is concerned, so Bovel is like Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is only a simen of the Likaimis that Bizman Chazal had put it in and were Pnim Lishmo. But Rabbi Tam couldn't say that. Because Rabbi Tam says, that when do the Rabbanon say that Akko has a din of Chutz Loretz Gabi Fonechtam only the second level of Akko, but the first level of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael? So obviously Rabbi Netam rejects this concept that the proximity to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion. Because if proximity to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion, so how much closer is the less inch of the first step of Akko to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael than the first inch of the second? I mean, just a question of an inch. It's Kechud Asar. And still, the first step of Akko. So he does not have to say he's exempt from the requirement of Fonechtam. The second step is not exempt. So according to Rabbi Tam, we cannot say this lomdes of the Ikar. That's the reason as to why the Ri asks that Kasha gets Rabbi Tam. So now the Ramban comes and says that even he accepts Rabbi Tam Shite, but he combines it with the longness of the Ri of proximity to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as well. This is what he says. In other words, what he says is fine. Whereas the Ramban says in the Rabbi Tam that Rabbi Tam also agrees that proximity to Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an important factor, proximity. But according to the Ri, this is the important factor. That's all. That's the criteria. not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's the proximity to Mikemes of Beis Din and to Kiyum Lishmo. That's the criteria. And the Eretz Yisrael happened to be, Eretz Yisrael happened to be a Mokei where the Aredi Mitzuyin Likanei and Kiyum Lishmo. And the same way Babel is. But it's not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael per se, or Shem Eretz Yisrael per se, according to the Rebbe. According to the Tam, no. True, the Tam is why Eretz Yisrael is important, is because Bizman Atanoim, so Eretz Yisrael, they were Pkin Mishmo, Eretz Yisrael, they had what they did, they had what they did. That's the background. But because of that background, the Chachomim were Mizakeh, that before the Nechtam, is based upon Chutz L'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's a takone. Memeila Yiv is takone, so it's like proof. So it doesn't make any difference as far as we are concerned. It doesn't make any difference whether a certain town in Eretz Yisrael, the Aptin Lishmo, the Arid Mitzil Kaimi, the Matid Mitzil Kaimi, the takone was because of this rationale, because of this background, that generally in Eretz Yisrael they were Aptin Lishmo and they had what they did, so the Chachomim or Misaki, that any place outside a mocking of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so is subject to the requirement of the Fonenacht of Fonenacht. But there is an exception. What's the exception according to the Rabbonon of the Mishneh? Smuches and Nuvlois. So Smuches and Nuvlois is an exception, that even though it's not within the limits of the Mikanis of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, still, since it's Smuches and Nuvlois to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Mele it's exempt of the ritual, it is not subject to the requirement of Bifonai Lechtam or Bifonai Lechtam. But in order that it shouldn't be just an exception, deviating from the cloud of the proof, so Mele, even according to Rabletam, it must have to a certain extent, in one sense, it must be considered as that. So in other words, so the Rambam, according to Rambam's version in Eretz Yisrael, in Rabletam, so Smuches Umivloyes is not subject to different requirement of one Echtam, even though it does not induce that soil, but of Lapoches, in Shem Eretz Yisrael, it must have. In Shem Eretz Yisrael, it must have. But it is an exception. But it's not just an exception just like that. In other words, it must come within the pattern of the Takon. The Takon says that Eretz Yisrael is not subject to the requirement. So mele, if a certain smuches umugloyes is chutz l'oretz mamish, then we have to apply the concept of reproof. We cannot say just because they are gmire. So because of that, So it is proof. We must conform to the concept of the proof. But if it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the general rule is that the important thing is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but if this, to a certain extent it is Eretz Yisrael, because it is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and in addition it is Smuches Umivloyes, so Mimele, it is not subject to the requirement of the Fonenacht of Fonenacht. So this is what Ramban said. The Efsher, the Reb Meir Sovar, Kol Akko, Ke Eretz Yisrael Yid, V'chiv V'chetzio, V'eret Shchicha Tvei, Mehanav V'smuchitz, V'af Ogav V'mircheke, Mi'igar Eretz Yisrael, Shehi Yerushalayim, Shepotidinim Kvuyim Shom, U'kvar Sisoye, Shreivo Mitzipore, So he says, in explaining Reb Meir, he says that Reb Meir says that all of Akko, even the second level of Akko, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because since it's part and parcel of the same city that even has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele, it's certainly Mevlois. It has the mind of Mevlois. What is Mevlois? Mevlois means that it is surrounded by three sides without Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And here, even if though it's not surrounded by three sides, by Eretz Yisrael, but the fact that it's part of the same city, part of which is Gush as Eretz Yisrael, so that's certainly Mevlois. It's certainly Mevlois. And it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael also. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael also. So Memele, it's not subject, according to Reb Meir, it's not subject to the requirement of Benachtam. It comes within the exception, because Mevlois comes within the exception. So why are the Rabbonim Chilik and Reb Meir? So the Rabbonim Chilik and Reb Meir, because the Rabbonim holds that true, in respect to a mocking that has Gushas Eretz Yisrael, so then it's not necessary that it should be close to what it did, to Bez Nagot, to Yerushalayim, to the place of Bez Nagot. But Mashe'in came in respect to a place that does not have Gushas Eretz Yisrael, but has a Shem Eretz Yisrael and its Muches and Mevlois, then there is an additional requirement that it must be Samuch Likani Shem Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Reb Meir holds, no. If it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael and its Muches and Mevlois, it does not have to be Samuch Likani Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's according to Reb Meir. Mashe'in came according to the Rabbonim of Reb Meir. So, Rochek Likani Shem Eretz Yisrael is not important as far as the Mekamis that have Gushas Eretz Yisrael. But in connection with the Mekamis that do not have Gushas Eretz Yisrael, and are joined, but have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but they are smuches and employees, so there is another prerequisite, that they should be calling for Likani Shem Eretz Yisrael. And that's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Rabbonim. According to Reb Meir, so smuches and employees itself is enough to not to be subject to the requirement of Vonechtam Vonechtam, and according to the Rabbonim, so it, there is another prerequisite. Smuches and Mevlois, and currently Ikani Shabbat. So it can harmonize with our pshat in the Ramnatam. In other words, and why does Ramnatam say that? Because the Lashon, and why does the Ramban say that to Ramnatam? Because the Lashon Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara is that Rabbi Loya said that even the Rabbonon, so they only said that Akko has a din of Kutz Lorenz. But because Akko is Milche Ketuve, Mashenikin Kvas Yisoyenach. Now the question is, why is Akko Milche Ketuve? But Akko also has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Vishas Eretz Yisrael, so Kvas Yisoyen doesn't have either. So why is Akko Milche Ketuve? The answer is, Akko is Milche Ketuve from the Ikayish of Eretz Yisrael, from the Botedini, from the Yeshives, from the Botedini. And Kvas Yisoye is closer to the Botedinim and the Yishivas. Right. Now, if you go through the Ritva, so the Ritva also accepts the Pshat of Rabnatam, but there is one point of difference that the Ritva says that is not conformed to what Rabnatam himself says in Sifra Yosha. If I didn't see it in the Sifra Yosho, then I would say the Pshat of Netam himself is what the Ritva says. But Rav Netam in Sifra Yosho says himself explicitly that the second Devo Pako was Kopshuel Mitzrayim, whereas the Ritva says he accepts Rav Netam's Pshat, and the Ritva says, and then the Yerushalmi says there are two halves in Akko. So the first Devo Pako was Kopshuel Babel. The second Devo Pako was not Kopshuel Bavel, he says, but it was not Kopshuel Bavel, he says, it's called, he says, but the second Devo Pako, even though it's not Kopshuel Bavel, it's not in Moresh Nikol Avraham Avinu, but they were Mitzrayim walking, because when they were Mitzrayim walking, they didn't stop in the middle of Akko, so they conquered the whole city of Akko, but one half of Akko came within the Gvulim Shenitnu Avraham Avinu. The other half of Akko did not come within the Gvulim Shenitnu Avraham Avinu. But when the Israelites under Yeshua, so were Kevish Akko, who was Kevish Akko's Zvulim? Because Akko is in the Chilek of Zvulim. So when the Bnei Zvur were Kirish Akko, so at that time, so the city of Akko was much larger than the Hev that came within the Gvurim Shalikla Abramavim. But they were Kirish's own city. They didn't want to be just every city. And then have the enemy. Have the enemy border on the other half of the city. So mainly they were Kirish, the whole city of Akko. But the Litva says, but the half of Akko that is placed at Chutz Loretz, so that was not even Nikol Avram Avin, was not Nikol Avin. But since they were Kivishet, and they were Kivishet before the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, that was Nikol Avram Avin who was Nikolesh, so Memele, that Kibush had the same status as Kibush Suni. Now, Suni is Kibush Yochid. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes. Why is Suni called Kibush Yochid? Rashi says, it's called Kibush Yochid because it wasn't, Kol Yisroel were not involved in the Kibush of Suni. Reb Yisroel, Kol Yisroel were not involved in the Kibush of Suni. And Tesha says, no, it was Kibush Yochid because David was Kibush Suni while part of the Eretz Yisroel, Shemitla Avram Avinu, was not in our possession. Yerushalayim. Some of the Partura Shaloch lo yikubash. So David accepts the Pshit of Tesha's, that why Suni Kibush Yochid? Because Suni was nearby while the Yerushalayim was still in the hands of the Goyim, of the Yefusi. So the Mele, when Zvun was Kevesh, all of Akko, so even the second ever Akko that was not Nikol Avram Avinu, so Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Goyim. So the Mele, it's like Suleimanus. So that's the difference. The Ritva accepts Rav Netam's Pshat, but there is one difference. According to Rav Netam, in Sifra Yosho. So the first ever Vako deal in Bobel were Kivish. The second ever Vako deal in Bobel were not Kivish. But in Mitzrayim were Kivish. In Mitzrayim were Kivish. And it was Nikol Avram Avinu also. So mainly the second ever Vako, according to Rav Netam, has Yishevei Eretz Yisrael because of the Matone Me'akadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu. Hashem Kim the Ritva says that the second ever Vako was not in Nikol Avram Avinu. Was not in Nikol Avram Avinu. Why would he say that? I mean, here he takes it. Bimi Chavi is such a fact, I mean. So because the Ritva felt that Monefshech, if we say that all of Akko was nearby by Yom Yitzchayim, as Rav Netam says, all of Akko, even the second half of Akko, was nearby by Yom Yitzchayim. So why is it that the Eli Bobel, now the Eli Bobel didn't conduct any war against the Goyim, because the Eli Bobel settled upon certain territories of Eretz Yisrael through a license that they got from Kadesh. So they didn't have to conduct a war. Bishleim, if they had to conduct a war, so then it's hard to say. They were able to occupy, to take possession of one half of Akko, and they were not able to occupy the other half of Akko. Just as the Jews in Israel, in Melchem Zashicho, so they were able to take possession of the Yerushalayim and not of all Yerushalayim. But the Rebobel didn't conduct any war, they didn't participate in any kibush, it was only Chazoke, they settled upon a certain land. So certain cities, they didn't settle upon. But why should they settle upon half of the city and not the other? That's not Mistada. So Memele, the Ritva decided that what Rav Netam says, that the first half of Akko is Kopshu El Bobel. The half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, is Kopshu El Bobel. The second half of Akko is not Kopshu El Bobel, but is Kopshu El Mitzrayim, and it's Nitel Avram Avinu. So that's not Mistabel, because Monefshech, since the El Bobel decided to settle in one half of Akko, and it's the same city, it doesn't make sense not to settle the other half of Akko. If they had to resort to war, all right, so they just couldn't. But there was no war, they just settled in certain cities. So certain cities, they refrained from settling upon. So Bishon, they refrained from settling in Bishon. But in Akko they did settle. So how is it that in certain streets, they settled in certain streets, and not in other streets, it's not in Stava. So because of that, so in other words, it's more Mistava to say that since the Rebobel settled in part of Akko, they settled in all of Akko. So then the question is, so why is the settlement of Akko, why is it the settlement of Akko does not have Kedusha out of Israel? The answer is because the Kedusha Shniyo was affected not through Kiddush. It was affected through what? It was affected through Chazok. Now, Kiddush, that's a halachah deiros. Kiddush is a halachah deiros. That our soil can be miskadesh through Kiddush. Even the sophets, kol mokim ha-shatim rabbi kapag l'choboi l'chem esadi. Masha'im ki-chazok, there is no halachah deiros. That our soil can be miskadesh through Chazok. So it was a special halachah. And that's exactly the cause of the Yerushalmi mentions in Perek Bob of Shviz, V'yorbicho v'yitipcho ma'avisecho. Avisecho lo yoyo aleyem oil malchus v'nischayu v'tchumis o maizres. V'ato yeish aleyichem oil malchus v'afo p'kei nischayavtem v'afo p'kei nischayavtem v'tchumis o maizres. So Rav Chaim says that Bisalevi mentions it in the Rav Zibber, and Bisalevi mentions it in the Kuntras HaShmite. So he mentions the name of Rav Chaim, that this Yerushalmi is the mocking for the Rambam's halacha that the Kedusha Shniyo was affected through Chazok. Where did the Rambam find it? The answer is because this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, V'yobicho v'yitipcho me'avisecho. So avisecho, that's the first Kedusha, Ali the Yeshua, which was Ali the Kibush. Avisechem lohoyo aleyem el malchus. Because they were killed, through Chayil and Keyach, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, the Atem. So, Afal Pishi Yish Aleichem El Malchus, because you were Kibush to Keyash. So there couldn't be any Kibush. So how was Eretz Yisrael Miskadosh? Without Kibush, through Chazoke. So it's a special Zerzakosu, the Yobicho V'Tivcho Mavisecho, that Eretz Yisrael could be Miskadosh, Bibi Yoshniyo, by Sheni through Chazoke. So the Mele, through Chazoke, Eretz Yisrael was capable of being miskadesh only those places that already had Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha was lacking. So the Kedusha could be affected through Chazoke. Masha'im came in Mokim that did not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael could not be miskadesh through Chazoke. Let's say, so in the Haname, the Yeribobel, when they settled in Akko, they did not leave half of Akko empty, unoccupied. They occupied the whole city of Akko. But one half of Akko was Nitno Avraham Avinu. So the middle of Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the Kedusha Mishenu was bottled with the first Chum, the first Goletz, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael remained. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael originated in Matan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So since the Shem Eretz Yisrael had one half of Akko, so the Kedusha could be affected through Chazoke. Masha'inki, the second half of Akko, there was Chazoke in the second half of Akko too. But in the second half of Akko, it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Mimele, since it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele, it did not have so it couldn't be miskadesh to Chazok. In other words, Chazok could be miskadesh only in the Oretz and Nitno Avraham Avinu. But the Oretz that was not Nitno Avraham Avinu, so Chazok could not be miskadesh. So that is the difference between the Ritvos Shite in Akko and Rabbi Tam Shite in Akko. Alright. Now, yes.
Why can't the second half become like a whole Sofa?
No. There is no aloche of Isofe through Chazoke. The aloche of Isofe is only through Kibush. Kol mokim ashatid rabbi kapag lechem vei lechem nisati. There is no gzeres akosuf. Kol mokim shetarzik vei, boi lechem nisati. Kol mokim ashatid rabbi kapag lechem vei lechem nisati. But Chazoke is a special aloche. In the Oresh and Nitla Avraham Avinu, that is implicit in the Gzeres HaKosuv of the Yerbicho Beitit from Avisa.
So the Ritva holds that the second half of Akko wasn't conquered by Yisrael, by Ole Mitzrayim?
It was conquered.
So why did we conquer
from
that?
One second. So at that time, so according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so he became Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ritva says. Of the Yisrael. The Akko Avo Pishachetio Be'Eretz Yisrael V'Chetio B'Chutz L'Oretz V'Yorichiko Mi'Yerushalayim Sheshomo Yobez Nagodo Be'Yisishon. So he also mentions what the Rambam mentions. Umi ubeis itzache huke chutzloret vaday dine kisuri v'hoche muchach mihod amdinam bigmore hamiche rabbi la'ako kimiche lechutzloret v'kolch kisuri dimirchikim ubimai askinem ilu ime b'chetze shebeoret amai v'b'chetze shebechutzloret heiche oma v'kolchken Suye, the Milchake, we come and call you Suye and Milchake, though Suye had a Kibishochit, Midinoki Suye, the Kibishochit Mikre call Shahar, Kibishochit Mikre call Shahar from the Hutzlores, Kidim, Kishikoshi Colores. Uvitrivo Yeshlem Lilbish Colores, Bahakim Lilbish Hutzlores, Vidinoki Altisroel, Uhidashim Bisifri, Komokimashatit, Kabaglehem, Bevahem Nisaki, Bahani Namikishola, Dobish Lilbisham Narayim. ורמציבו, אומר להקדוש ברוך הוא שלא יעשה יופי שלא יהיו בשארץ ישראל וכדינית מה בספרי, אומר להקדוש ברוך הוא לדוד סומך ופרטיבן שלוך לא ירשת ותלך לרמריים ורמציבו וכיוון שחל מחציסו של אקו שבחוץ לא רזדין את כיסוריה אף על פי שנרביש הקל אקו כיחס מפני שלא היו להם לרביש אקו עד שנרבישו כל ארץ ישראל so הכל מנדונקים שיוכת שבי כיבוש so just the soy who that דוד המלך was given Before he was king in Yerushalayim, had the din of Eretz Yisrael. So after the second time of Akko, all the din of Eretz Yisrael. But according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid lo yishchi kibush. So the second time of Akko did not become Eretz Yisrael, even to Eretz Yisrael. To the Eretz Yisrael more came in Shet. Because when they conquered Akko, they did not leave one half of the city unoccupied. But al pidin it was no kibush. According to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid lo yishchi. Mimele, the Chazoke couldn't be Mikadosh, because Chazoke can only be Mikadosh in the Oresh and Yisrael Avraham Avinu, and that acquired the Shem Eretz Yisrael through the Matone Makadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. What is that? Oh, how does he say, V'kolch Kinsuye, the Milch Ketuve? So he explains, that's in line with what Rambam says in Abletan. V'kolch Kinsuye, the Milch Ketuve, because it's Chochek from Yerushalayim. From the best Nagot. All right, now let's see what the Ram says. The Ram is, so we see that the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ramban mentions one additional point in the Rabbetan. That even according to Rabbetan, so proximity to the Ikar Yisheveret Yisroel is of significance. But it's only of significance in regard to Smuches and Mugloitz. Whereas, according to the Ri, that is the only criteria. But, and then the Ritva accepts the Pshat Shita of Rabbetam, but with one difference, according to Rabbetam, so the second level of Akko was Nitol Avraham Avinu, and was Nitol Avraham Avinu, but and according to the Ritva, so the second level of Akko was not even Nitol Avraham Avinu. But in the Mitzrayim, when they were Kibish, the first level of Akko, so the Mele, they took possession of the second level of Akko too. But so Memele, it's like Surya. If Kibush Yochid made Kibush, so even though they conquered it, while the bulk of Eretz Yisrael was still in the possession of the enemy, of the Goyim, so it was still considered Kibush, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid made Kibush. But according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid loish made Kibush, so it was not considered Kibush. Now let's see what the Chiddush HaRan says. The Chiddush HaRan says something very peculiar. Now he also asks the Kashi, the Chiddush HaRan, Akko Kitzof, Vim Teim of Akko Me'eretz Yisraeli. So then he mentions, and if you are going to say that Loiko Chiloli Bovel, you can't say that, because Rabbah Havim Nashi Kitadach. So that means that Akko had Kiddush HaEretz Yisraeli, it was Kofiloli Bovel also. So then the Ram says, Yesh Leima, the Akko Chetzio Be'eretz Yisrael, V'chetzio Bechutzlo. The Oche Nise Birushalm, the Garcinon Osom, Hamech Ravdi Bako, Yotso Lecheus, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi Boye, Bafilu Makolak, the Asiye Kihodom Rabbi Yaakov Rabbin, Harin Uvde, the Mitrein Uvde, the Rebbe, the two incidents that overtook Rebbe, and I have been on the Akko Yejbe out Israel Yejbe Chutzlan, Udabrinam Bigmore Arumako de Mirke, Loi, Arumako de Mirke. לא ישתה רחיקו מארץ ישראל שיחטיו בארץ, אלא דמירחיקה מי יקר ארץ ישראל, דהיין לירושלים, שבתדינים קבועים שם, וכבר סיסו יקריבו מציפי רשמים שם בזנקות, ופי שחציו של אקו, בחוץ לארץ, דינו כחוץ לארץ. והיינה דאמרי דתנם ויעקב צופר. וכדאמרינו נאמה בדמורת, המייחל, עבדי ויעקב תמיכה בחוץ לארץ, אפילו בחצי שבארץ ישראל אמרו לנוכה, מפני שיקריבו לחוץ לארץ. והיינה דאמרינו נעלו כל שכסויה, ומחצי שבחוץ לארץ בלחוד אמרו לנוכה, עד הרבה, סויה קדושת. So, one could say that the Ram represents the Shita of Dari, but it certainly does not represent the Shita of Dari the way we explain it, because we explain Dari that according to Dari, so the first step of Akko, the Tzitzad Eretz Yisrael, is Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael because it is Raim or Kibish. It's the origin of Avraham Avinu. So we may lay it as Hashem Eretz Yisrael. And the second level back of the Yerushalmi calls Chutz La'aretz because it's not even more than the Avraham Avinu. So even the Mitzrayim one activation, even the Mitzrayim activation, this is what we said in the Reed. But the Ram says that the first level back of, so the Rebobel Mokevich, so the Ram does not agree with the Shita of the Reed the way we explain Shita of the Reed. So the Ram says that the first level back of, that not a part of Akko, even the half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael was not near Beshaldeeli. So it was only near Beshaldeeli Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. That the first step of that he says that the first step of Akko was near Beshaldeeli Bobel. Because he says, you cannot say that the Libobel were not reach the first step of Akko because Rababe have a national people that. So it's a riot that the first step of Akko, so according to the Ram, so the Ram does not say what the Ri says according to Avshan. So if the Ram says that the first step of Akko, the head of Akko, is Ali Arts Yisroel, so the Libobel were Kevishen. So then he has the Kashi, so why does the Yerushalmi say that if someone sells an Eved from Arts Yisroel, from Ikar Arts Yisroel, to the first step of the Master who lives in the first step of Akko? So is Yotzalecheiros. So he says that Afilu b'chetzer shebe'al tishol Yotzalecheiros, mipnei sheikreivo lechutz la'aretz. The Ri also says that it's Yotzalecheiros, but according to the Ri, we can understand it very well, because according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko, the half of Akko, that it's Adel Tishol, so the Rebobel will not kill Hashem. So it only has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but it does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. So you can understand this to why, according to the Ri, if an Odin sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael Mamish to the first step of Akko, so he's also a Cheirus. Because while he sold him to a master who lives in a place that has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but he sold him to a master who lives in a place that does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Melee, he was Matkia, the Eved of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaKluyos Bo. The Tzitzus Ritzdam. But the Ram couldn't explain it on that basis, because the Ram says that the first step of Akko was Kopshuli Bobel also. So why is Yotzal Chayus? He was not speaking of the Mitzvahs HaKluyos Bo. It's Kopshuli Bobel. So it's the same Eretz Yisrael like Yerushalayim. So why, if the Eved lived in Yerushalayim, and the Odin sold the Eved from Yerushalayim to the first step of Akko, which also has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, is Yotzal Chayus. Why? Because it's Krivo Lechutz La'aretz. So what is Krivo Lechutz La'aretz? Of what significance is this? That it's Krivo Lechutz La'aretz. So that's very strange, this time. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas that confused Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, at the end of Amud Beis, Rav Zeira, the second line from the end of the Amud, Rav Zeira have a komishtamit minet Rav Yudi, the boy of the Mesech Le'at Yisrael. Rav Zeira lived in Bobel, and Rav Yudi also lived in Bobel. So he wanted to go to Le'at Yisrael. And Rav Yudi held that Kola'ele mi Bobel Le'at Yisrael leiva Beis. And Rav Zeira was chilik on Rav Yudi. But, so Rav Zeira tried to avoid Rabbi Yehuda because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zina Rabbi Kabishtam made Rabbi Yehuda before he made it to Eretz Yisrael. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda called the Eilem Yivovel Eretz Yisrael Eva Beesim Shenema Avuvolo Yivovu Vishomo Yiyu Atim Pogde Yisom Yom Adishan. The Marit says that according to Rabbi Yehuda we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda but according to Rabbi Yehuda himself so it only applies after all the posik of Uvelo Yivolo Vishomo Yiyu Adim Pogde Yisom has reference to the Golis Rishon. So how did Rabbi Yehuda apply it to those who are in Bovel after the Golis Sheni? After all, that's what the novice told the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they should go to Bovel and stay Golis in Bovel for 70 years Adim Pogde Yisom. But then there was a Kedusha Shniyo, and then there was another Goles. So how can this posik apply to the Jews who are in Bovel after the second Goles? So the Magid says Einachnami that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so this posik of Bovel Yivol Vishomo Yiyu has reference only to the Goles Rishon, only to the Jews who went to Bovel in the Golus Rishon. So they were not allowed to return to Eretz Yisrael ad Yom Pogdei. So why did Rabbi Yehuda tell Rabbi Zeire he was already after the Golus Sheni? So he says, because Rabbi Yehuda knew that Rabbi Zeire, most of the Jews who were in Bovel at the time the Teresh gave the Jews a license to go to Eretz Yisrael, to settle in Eretz Yisrael, did not leave Bovel. Only a small segment of the Jews in Bovel went to Eretz Yisrael together with Ezra and Nehemiah and Hagestar and Malach. So, but most of the Jews remained in Bovel. So he says, Einach Nami, review there will be made that those Jews who went to Bovel after the Baisheni or after the Chum Baisheni, they were certainly allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda knew that Rabbi Zeire was a descendant of the Jews who arrived in Bovel with the Golus Rishon and who refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele, since the Novi said, Bovel or Yivol, Vishomo Yiyu Adim Pogde Yisom, but Adim Pogde Yisom. But the moment it's Pogde Yisom, when Teresh gave the Rishus, that was the Pogde Yisom. When Teresh gave the shoes to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no chiyuv of Shomayim. On the contrary, they were mechuyev to leave Bovel. But those Jews who did not comply with the tzivu of Yom Pogde Yisom to go to Eretz Yisrael, so mele they were subject to the inish of Shomayim at Yom Pogde Yisom. So since Rav Zeire was a descendant of the Jews who arrived, who settled in Bovel with the Golus Rishon, and his ancestors refused to go to Eretz Yisrael when the Novi told the Jews to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the mele det zivu of Bovel Yivol Vishomo Yiyu Adin Pogde Yisom applied to Rav Zeire. But it does not apply Bovel Yivol Vishomo Yiyu to a Jew who settled in Bovel after the Chum Baisheni or even during the Baisheni. It only applies to the Jews who settled in Bovel after the Golus Rishon and who did not go to Eretz Yisrael being Pogdes. Alright, anyway. So, but Rav Zeire was really kind of beauty. And Rav Zeire held that this Alochel did not apply to the Golus Rishon. Or he says, I would be Chrishonis, that the whole posik has reference to Chrishonis. All right, that's Rav Zeire. This is one memory. So one memory is, Domar Rav Yehuda Koleilem Mibovel Eretz Yisrael Yerbez. Then there is another Gemara, Taf Kuf Yudale, Omud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Kishem Sheoso Lotzeis Me'Eretz Yisrael Mibovel, Kach Oso Lotzeis Mibovel Lishonis. Kach osa lotzeis mibovel lisharotzes. Kach osa lotzeis mibovel lisharotzes. In other words, that the first memre was Rav Yehuda's own memre. not Rav Yudin Mishen in the Shmuel, that also Motzis Mibbovel Atzis Choyer, Shemabubalo Yivou, Vishamoyio, Vishamoyio. And the second memory is Rav Yudin Mishen in the Shmuel, that Kishen Mishen also Motzis Mibbovel, Meatzis Choyer, Mibbovel, Kachosa Motzis Mibbovel Yishar. So Rashi says, Kachosa Motzis Mibbovel, Revisheyesham Yishivis. So in other words, so that's another reason it's an Isra Rabbonah. So there is a special Isra Rabbonah. Bizman Chazal, of course, it wouldn't apply today because today Bovel is not in Mokim Torah. So, but Bizman Chazal, where Bovel was the Mokim Torah, so it was Oseh to go out from Bovel to Shoram. So that's because Bovel is in Mokim Torah. Now, He doesn't say Kachos Avotzis Mibovel Mishor Avotzis V'yos Avotzis Mibovel Eretz Yisrael, because Bisman Chazal, so just as Bovel was in Mokim Torah, Eretz Yisrael was also in Mokim Torah, but vis-a-vis Shor Avotzis, let's say, Europe, so it was also Bisman Chazal to go out from Bovel into Spain. There were Jews who left Bovel and went to Spain or to France. Why? Because Bovel was in Mokim Torah. So we see that there was a special Issa Rabbanon of going out from Bovel Mishoratis. Now, so then it follows only logically that if some Bisman Chazal, so just as Bovel was a Mokim Torah, so Eretz Yisrael was a Mokim Torah. I mean, you had Amoroyim in Eretz Yisrael, you had Amoroyim in Bovel. So you had two centers of Torah, two Mikimis Torah, Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. So just as it is also to go out from Bovel Mishoratis, because Bovel was in Mokim Torah, so if somebody walked out from Eretz Yisrael to Shoratis, so besides the Yisrael of Osolotis Meretz Yisrael Chutz Moretz, he was also even the same Yisrael as Osolotis with Bovel Mishoratis. Why should Eretz Yisrael be Gohua as in Mokim Torah than Bovel? But when Eretz Yisrael, Mishor HaRotzeis, so you don't have to resort to the fact that Eretz Yisrael was a Mokim Torah. And even if Eretz Yisrael had not been a Mokim Torah, you will still also have to leave Eretz Yisrael, because there is a special Yisrael of Osolotzeis Meretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz. But besides the Yisrael of Osolotzeis Meretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz, it was also to be Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael, Mishor HaRotzeis, because of the Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a Mokim Torah. But if somebody, you see, that when the Gemara mentions that he have a mifter abono ma'adode ve'aka have a mifter mishos mishos olosis mibobel v'chutz loretz v'chutz loretz, so the Gemara doesn't mention the Gemara mentions the Yisrael of osolosis me'arz Yisrael v'chutz loretz, not the Yisrael of osolosis me'arz Yisrael, because arz Yisrael is a Mokim Torah, because here the Rabbonon of Bovel were going towards Bovel, and Bovel was also Mokim Torah. So Bovel was the same kind of Mokim Torah as Eretz Yisrael. So Benele, if somebody, Bizman Chazal, would go from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, he would only be either the Yisrael or also what is in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Loretz, not the Yisrael of living in Mokim Torah, because Bovel was also Mokim Torah. Mashiach came, if someone left Bizman Chazal, Eretz Yisrael, to go to Europe or to Mitzrayim, I mean,